It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. Remember, you'll find all of our new video content at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. Of course, you can always go to our website. All of our video content, the archives are all there. And you can also download our free mobile app, which gets you exclusive free content. More on that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, Russia and Ukraine. The United States has sent more than 80 tons of military equipment to Ukraine over the weekend, worth over $200 million. This is according to the country's defense minister, Alexei Reznikov, on Sunday. Also on Sunday, the U.S. Embassy ordered the evacuation of diplomats' families from Ukraine. Other employees at the embassy in Kyiv are authorized to leave if they are so inclined. Meanwhile, President Biden had a meeting with senior Pentagon officials at Camp David over the weekend to discuss several military options for Ukraine. One is to deploy between 1,000 and 5,000 American troops to other Eastern European countries with the ability to increase service numbers by a factor of 10 if so needed. Now, Russia, if it invades Ukraine, is not likely to invade another NATO country like Romania or Poland, because Article 5 of the NATO treaty would then require the United States and the rest of Europe and Canada to pile in on that conflict. Ukraine is not a NATO member, and so the United States is not bound by treaty to defend Ukraine. However, NATO said Monday that member nations are sending at least one military ship and additional fighter jets to Eastern Europe, again, a show of force to try to dissuade Russia from taking any steps. Now, on Saturday, the UK government issued a rather remarkable press release claiming that Russia is secretly plotting regime change in Ukraine to overthrow the current government and install a pro-Russian government. The odd thing about this is that this sounds an awful lot like what the Obama administration actually did in Ukraine in 2014. It's fairly public knowledge that the United States and Western-backed non-government organizations, NGOs, were behind the 2014 Euromaidan revolution that kicked pro-Russian Prime Minister, or President rather, Viktor Yanukovych out of the country and installed a pro-Western government in Kyiv. So again, this is just odd. It's like the UK government took the playbook from the American-backed coup in Ukraine in 2014 and is now accusing Russia of that same thing. Still, the New York Times is running with this story, even though it says its sources are anonymous and the evidence is secret. But trust them. The Kremlin has responded by urging London's Foreign Office to stop pushing nonsense and inflammatory disinformation. I will say again, pray that cooler heads prevail, because regardless of who ends up in military or political control in Ukraine, the losers are the people of Ukraine. Topic number 4, the courts. Couple of important decisions to tell you about last week. The Supreme Court, in a 6-3 ruling, turned away a request from Texas abortionists to send the Texas heartbeat law back to a pro-abortion district court judge. That's the law that was passed in Texas banning abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually at about 6 weeks. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote a blistering dissent. She was joined by Justices Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan. Quote, today, for the fourth time, this court declines to protect pregnant Texans from egregious violations of their constitutional rights. You could view this another way and say the court, for the fourth time, protected unborn Texans from egregious violations of their constitutional rights. In another decision, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas blocked President Biden's vaccination mandate. This was Friday. This mandate required all federal employees to receive a COVID-19 shot or lose their job. Didn't give them the option to test instead of the shot, unless, of course, they got a religious exemption, which are reportedly surprisingly difficult to come by. Not surprisingly. President Biden announced last September, that 3.5 million federal workers were required to undergo vaccination. Again, as of Friday, that is no longer the case. Topic number 3, speaking of the court and mandates, last Tuesday, NPR's Nina Totenberg published a story based on court sources that basically accused Justice Neil Gorsuch, one of the conservative members on the bench, of intentionally refusing to wear a mask during oral arguments, even though Chief Justice John Roberts asked the justices to do so. The story went on to explain that Justice Sotomayor, who sits next to Justice Gorsuch in the courtroom, suffers from diabetes and so chose not to attend the most recent courtroom sessions because of Gorsuch's decision not to mask up. The media ran with the story of Gorsuch forcing Sotomayor to stay virtual and attend through Zoom because he refused to yield to Roberts' alleged encouragement to wear a mask. MSNBC's Nicole Wallace declared Gorsuch guilty of anti-mask insanity. Joy Reid of MSNBC accused Gorsuch of virtually standing Sotomayor up against a COVID firing squad for his personal enjoyment, declaring that Gorsuch was risking the life of his colleague and claiming that Gorsuch loves COVID, which makes him the perfect Republican. The problem with the story is that the only detail that was factually correct, factually accurate, was that Justice Sotomayor suffers from diabetes. The rest of the details in the story have been publicly now denied in a rather remarkable public statement from Justices Sotomayor and Gorsuch and Chief Justice Roberts, who said he did not ask the justices to wear masks. Sotomayor and Gorsuch saying while they disagree on many points of law, they are in fact warm colleagues and friends. But despite the direct challenges to the facts in the story, NPR has not issued a retraction. It's issued a clarification. And an NPR spokesman said, telling the Epoch Times in an email, that it continues to stand by Nina Totenberg's story, which in effect is calling the three justices of the Supreme Court liars. Rather remarkable. This is the state of journalism in America today. It's like a tree falling in the forest. It's not fake news if the news refuses to admit that it's fake. Topic number two, Israel shaking. A couple of earthquakes reported in Israel over the weekend, an earthquake measuring 3.6 on the Richter scale on Sunday that was less than 24 hours after an earthquake measuring 3.8 hit the area Saturday. Both of those centered just south of the Sea of Galilee near the town of Beit Shan. Remember that Israel sits on a very active seismic zone, an active fault line. The Dead Sea Transform runs from the Red Sea in the south up to the Bekaa Valley in the north, runs all the way through the Bekaa Valley up into Turkey. This is why there is a Dead Sea, a Jordan River, a Sea of Galilee, and a Hula Marsh, because that area is on that fault line between the Arabian Plate and the Asian Plate. It's been a long time since there's been a major quake along that rift, by the way. 1033 AD, to be exact, and seismologists estimate now that there's been enough energy built up by the movement over the last 989 years to generate a magnitude 7.4 quake when it finally lets go. That would be devastating. Coming up, in Chicago, the dead can vote. In Ireland, apparently, they're trying to see if dead men can collect their benefits checks. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library, and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, it was like Weekend at Bernie's. Two men walked into a post office in a small town in southeast Ireland and attempted to claim benefits checks for a local resident. Staff told them the recipient of the pension would have to be present for anyone to collect it, so men left the building, came back a short time later, propped a corpse up against the counter to try to claim his pension. Staff was concerned about the man's condition. The two suspects had wrapped a jumper around his face and put a hat on his head to conceal his condition. When staff questioned them about the dead man, the two men fled and left the corpse leaned up against the counter. Police said that he's been identified as Peter Doyle, local resident, age 66. They don't suspect any foul play, which is the good news here. Needless to say, this has been the talk of the local community since this happened on Saturday. Again, the Garda, that's Ireland's national police, say he appeared to have died of natural causes. But you've got to be pretty hard up for a pint to try to collect a dead man's pension that way. SkyWatch TV is going digital. Our magazine, which we'd been sending out with all orders from the SkyWatch TV store, because of a shortage of paper and the cost of obtaining paper when it's available, it is no longer economically feasible for this ministry to send out a printed copy of the magazine. So we've gone digital. You can get the digital copy. It is in PDF form, but it's got hot links. So it's you can basically navigate inside the virtual magazine a lot easier. You can also navigate to things that are referenced in the magazine, items in the store and so forth. Two ways to get it. You can go to the website, skywatchtv.com, or just point your smartphone or tablet, the camera on your smartphone or tablet, and at the QR code here on the screen, that'll link directly to the magazine. Again, SkyWatch TV's e-magazine. It is free, it is digital, and a way for us to try to save money and make best use of the resources with which we have been blessed. And because much of that comes from you, we are trying to be very cautious about how we spend that money. But we always want to thank you for your support. Right now, we're in the middle of a couple of construction projects at Whispering Ponies Ranch as we prepare for the 2022 camping season with our partners at Royal Family Kids. So during the month of January, as part of our Friends of the Children special offer, for your gift of $300 or more towards completion of the play areas at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Again, these are children aged 9 to 11 in foster care who will be arriving beginning in June. For your gift of $300 or more, we will send you a thank you gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is the Defender Bible with the expanded Apocrypha, large print, and in a hardback edition. This is a beautiful Bible, great reference material, and looks really good on a coffee table, too. Your gift of $300 or more, the Bible, the gift box, and a $100 gift certificate to spend any way you like at the SkyWatch TV store. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, the Defender Family Bible, a $300 gift certificate from the SkyWatch TV store, and an invitation to tour the ranch to see what you helped build. We'll take a group photo with the staff there and the staff from SkyWatch TV, and an invitation to join us for a taping at the new SkyWatch TV studios. You can find out more about how we intend to use it and donate online at skywatchtvstore.com. That's skywatchtvstore.com, or call us during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. SkywatchFilms.com, cutting-edge films that you just won't find in most Christian media, tackling subjects like demons, the occult, and the UFO phenomenon. Josh Peck's latest documentary, The Great Delusion, available for as little as $3 in full HD with instant access. Stream it right now in full HD to your smartphone, tablet, or if you've got a smart TV that's compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, take it from your mobile device and cast it right to your television. Watch it on the big screen, again, for as little as $3. That's just one of the many documentaries that we've produced over the last 7 years here at Skywatch TV. You'll find them all at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. The Skywatch TV Israel Tour, we've backed it up to 2023 as we wait for some clarity regarding travel without restrictions. We're not inclined to, there are certain things that are required to enter Israel right now as a tourist, and we're not inclined to go along with that. So we're praying that by March of 2023, everything will be free and clear. The dates, March 19th through 30th of 2023, our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell joining us, along with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. You can find out more and reserve your place online, skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. Speaking of Josh Peck, this week's program on Skywatch TV, our broadcast show, deals with the lost prophecies of Qumran. Josh Peck, Dr. Ken Johnson back, talking with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Josh's book, Lost Prophecies of Qumran, a must for your reference library. Find out more about this week's program. Fascinating information. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air broadcast is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. In fact, that's for the over-the-air broadcast of all of our programs, which includes Unraveling Revelation, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Simply His, and Return to Eden. All of those now going out over the air multiple times per week, and you'll find the schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Apple TV or Roku, just add the Skywatch TV app, and that way, whenever you click the remote, we'll be there. You set the schedule. We've got links at the website, skywatchtv.com, to show you where to go to get those apps or to download our free mobile app, which not only brings all of our programming right into your smartphone or tablet, and again, if you've got a smart TV, relatively recent, you can cast it from your mobile device up to your television set. In addition to the video content, under the news tab, in addition to, with all the news the mainstream media would like you to miss, free excerpts from my new book. We just released part 24 or 25, and we got maybe another 10 more to go before we get to the end of the book. So you'll have a good chunk of the book read, chapter-length excerpts, available through the Skywatch TV mobile app. It is absolutely free and available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, too. And we got links to those app stores at the website for your convenience, skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.